You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am one of your hosts, I guess, for this particular episode, Chris Chambers. And we're actually joined by Chris Smith with Cafe Connection. What's up, Chris?
Oh, thank you again for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. We're going to have a little bit of a different conversation. Andrew Chamberlain, you're going to kind of lead the way. So what are we talking about today?
Yeah, well, so we are excited to have you again, Chris. That's awesome. We're very thankful that you're joining us today. One of the things that Chris and I have actually been wanting to talk about, and then I think you heard us, Chris Chambers and I have wanted to talk about, is culture within a business. And I think you kind of heard that on one of our podcasts.
I did.
So we thought, great, let's bring you on and have that conversation together. So sound good?
Sounds so good.
So culture, you know, it's kind of a trendy word, and it can be a little cliche, I think, to some people. But at the same time, it's a very important thing. So
yeah, let me. And I just actually pulled up the definition real quick. So let me just read that. Culture. What are we talking about? The characteristics and knowledge of a particular group of people, encompassing language, religion, cuisine, social habits, music, and arts. Ultimately, the growth of a group identity fostered by social patterns unique to the group. So we're talking about kind of a culture in the Winning Edge. That's kind of what we're referring to. Do we have a positive culture? Do we have a negative culture? Do we have a culture that holds each other accountable? Do we have a culture that's kind of willy-nilly, do what you want?
That's great. I'm glad you added that, because I was going to, you know, from that definition, I think one of the things that we can find today in our society is we become more polarized and more separated in many ways, you know, and I'm not trying to make commentary on that. I'm just saying that's something that's happening.
That's where we are.
What we can find is that in our places of employment, our businesses, the organizations that we're part of, we're seeing that the culture in those smaller entities is becoming more and more important.
Yeah.
And people are finding identity and connection there. Would y'all agree with that?
Absolutely. Agree.
So I think that this conversation is so important for, you know, not only that bigger conversation at large, but also that we can create those things well within our own businesses.
We've heard Dr. Ivan Meisner say this many times. He says that culture eats strategy for lunch, right? The idea behind that. What does that mean? When you hear that, what do y'all think that means? What does that mean? What does he mean by that?
Well, you can plan all day long. Mm-hmm. I mean, planning is planning. But at the end of the day, people are going to react and do what's already innate. And so if you're not creating that innate ability to handle situations or to be this with your customers or to provide this type of services, when you are put under the fire, when you are trying to do these things from a strategic standpoint, if you don't already have something bigger underneath, not going to happen.
Okay, so just for an example, we have maybe a strategy for a particular business is what we want to make sure we're doing is we're capturing future referrals from our customers. We want to make sure that our customers are referring their friends and family to my particular business. That's the strategy. Culturally, though, like if your business isn't very likable, if the employees in your business aren't likable, if the the way that you do business is not something that anybody cares to refer, you can have that strategy all day. Hey, I want to make sure that all of our customers are referring their business. But culturally, it's not going to happen if, right, that's not something that's already kind of baked in.
Correct. Yeah, if you don't have that good culture in that business, it doesn't matter what kind of product or service you had, people aren't going to go to it. They're not going to go back to it.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with what's being said there, so much so that, you know, I've been doing this for a little while. I actually, this is going to be kind of a, you know, somewhat of a controversial statement with some people. I don't believe in a lot of like forecasting anymore for business. Really don't. I actually told our board that. I'm like, look, here's what we would like to see happen, but it's really challenging to get there, you know? So, and then the case in point this year is what, 2020?
Sure, COVID.
Good grief. Nobody could have predicted that. Nope. Nobody could project those things. So if you base everything off of strategy, what you're going to find often is what? It just doesn't work out that way. You have to have something bigger, culture, that's going to help you get there, because you're going to face all kinds of challenges. Would y'all agree with that type of a statement?
Yeah, definitely agree.
All right, so we've picked out an article that's kind of use. We're going to use it a little bit as an outline, some topics there to further this conversation. We got this article from Indeed.com, and it's eight reasons why organizational culture is important. So we're not going to go over all eight. We picked out five that we liked, and we're going to use those as kind of a reference point. And then I will say this, you know, as we post this out to our chapter, if you want to add anything to that conversation, yeah. comment on Absolutely. Facebook, you mm-hmm. know, reach out to Chris and I and say, hey, look, I agreed or disagreed with this. I'd like to talk about it. We would love that. You know, yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, again, you know, Chris is here today. You know, we were able to record an episode with him about Cafe Connection, about Chris in particular, and Chris Smith. And we, you know, he mentioned, hey, you know, and y'all talked about maybe doing an episode on culture at some point in the future. You know, I'd love to be a part of that conversation. Here he is. We're having a part of that conversation. So if you do have an idea out there of a particular topic or something you've heard even that you know us talk about that you would like to go into more detail, let us know. We'll bring you on. We'll get it done.
So, yeah, great. Yeah. So the first one that we want to hit here with culture that's so important is an increased employee engagement. So Chris Smith, I want to talk to you first about this because prior to this episode we're recording, we recorded one about you and your business particularly. And then even off air, we talked a little bit about how important you think your employee engagement is, okay? And so let me just kind of pose this general question. You run with it. So they're saying here that culture is so important because it's going to increase your employee engagement. What do you think about that? Do you agree with that statement? Do you disagree with that? Do you think, nuance that out for us a little bit, if you will.
No, I agree with it because if you have that good culture in your business, your employees will be engaged. If, you know, well, actually, I like to call them team members in my restaurant. You know, but it's all about the culture. If your team comes in, they see there's a good culture. You're there, you want to work with them. The team's not just a number. They're not there just cooking or washing dishes, but they can be a part of something. That's going to help your business. And I implore that a lot in my business. I tell my team, we're all in this together. We got to do it together. I don't know everything. I'm going to make mistakes. You guys can still teach me something. You have ideas? I want to hear it. Just because I'm the owner doesn't mean I'm doing it all. I want you all involved in this. Give me your ideas. And even my two team members I have right now, they know that. They give me ideas. I'm like, I love it. I've learned stuff from them. I say, hey, you know what? I like the way you cook that. That's the way we're going to do this now.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, one of the things that we do, and this isn't unique to Jericho. I'm sure many other businesses do something similar, especially if you start getting more and more employees. We do an employee turnover. I get an employee turnover report quite often. You know, we gauge, okay, how long are we keeping certain employees and so forth, and we look at those factors. And the thing that we're seeing within our own organization is this, is that once you give something to your employees to buy into, like a real thing, like for us, we have an advantage of, okay, we have a service that people buy into. They want to take care of people in need. Once we give them something that they see that their actions are directly causing this good thing to happen, then we're seeing that increased employee engagement. So we've built a culture that they want to be a part of, and then they get to be a part of that and see that their efforts are making that happen. Would you guys, have you, in your experiences, either at your firm, Chris Chambers, at your restaurant, or other places of employment, have you all seen something similar to that? Maybe not the exact same thing, yeah. But have you seen something similar?
Yeah. So for me, you know, obviously we've been here since early 2018. So the beginning of January, February will be 3 years that we've been doing what we're doing. And you know, what we do is we help veterans. We help veterans get the benefits they're entitled to, right? And so I have you know, a staff here that absolutely love to help veterans, right? And part of that is that they have their fathers, they have their grandfathers, they have their spouse, they have their son or daughters, you know, in the service, and so they know the importance of helping those who are sacrificing for us. And then on the other side, they're seeing the results that we're able to obtain for these individuals, you know, going from one position to a substantially better position, and they get to be a part of that. And so, you know, without me even saying, hey, you know, can we, you know, try to, you know, anytime you meet with a veteran, hey, you know, let them know that we can help them out. I don't have to say that because no. It's something that's already built in. They love helping veterans. They enjoy what they're doing. They see the value in it. And so every time they see a veteran with an Army or a Navy or a Vietnam, any hat, anything out there, they immediately want to run over there and say, hey, listen, let us help you. We want to help you out.
Yeah.
And so again, that's just part of the culture of the firm.
So that culture, we're all agreeing, we've all seen it. That culture, when that is, in your culture for your business or your organization is going to be different. Yeah. You know, we're all going to have different cultures, but when we have that strong, positive culture for whatever industry we're part of, what we're saying in complete agreement is that you're going to have an increased employee engagement. It's going to bring results, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and what Chris was saying earlier, I just wanted to add to that. You know, he was mentioning that he wants input from his employees. Again, same thing. And here's the thing. There's certain things that I enjoy doing from a practice standpoint, from a running the firm standpoint. There are certain things that I don't enjoy doing. And generally, those kind of go with, I'm good at these things, I'm not so good at these things. Here's my strengths, here's my weaknesses. And so I know where my weaknesses are. Hey, speak into those. Like, help me out, right? Yep. Help pull me up, because we're all going to ultimately benefit from this. So I'm with you there 100%.
Yeah, we're all a team, and that's what it's about. You know, even today, one of my team members was saying something about when I came back, she was talking to a guest, and he said, oh, well, the owner's not here. What's going on with that? And she was like, well, I'm just one of the employees. I'm doing the cooking. And I was like, you're not an employee. Yeah. You're a team.
Yeah.
We're all a team. We're doing this together.
Yeah. Phenomenal. So we all agree that it's increased employee engagement. So let me add one thing, and then we'll move on. You may be a sole proprietor. And you may be thinking, okay, well, that's all great, but, you know, I don't have other people working with me. Okay, well, let me encourage you even how much more important it is that you believe in the culture that you're producing, because you are going to be the full representation of that to your customer base or whatever. So regardless of the amount of team members and employees that you have, we all agree that that culture element is, once that's intact, once it's good, it's going to increase the engagement. All right, second thing here, and this closely ties together, especially if you have multiple team members, is decreased turnover. Okay, so we're going to look at this for two different ways, because I do want us to keep in mind that we have some sole proprietors looking at this or listening to this. So we're gonna look at this in two ways. One, decreased turnover from what? If that culture is good, what you will see is more a repeat business from other people. And I would agree, I would argue that each one of us here are very excited when we see repeat customers, or we see that loyalty. Is that an easy
thing? Yeah, absolutely. Client retention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. So that's a big deal. Eric Kessel mentioned that in our meeting today, where they have that ongoing partnership now with, I think it was Patricia. So that's a big deal. So let's look at it from the customer side. And this is going to be an easy one for you, Chris Smith, for just a moment. And we'll start with you again. I'm assuming because of the culture, you're starting to see some of the same customers come at the same time, starting to get some of that pattern. Is that a...
Absolutely. We're getting those regulars, you know, and they've even talked about, too, it's not just about the food, it's the service. They're walking in and they're seeing that smiling face, and they know that there's a good culture that we've put into that restaurant.
Yeah, and again, I just wanted to mention one thing. There's a class that I attend on a Wednesday evening, and the teacher there was mentioning something called third place. You ever heard of this? Kind of culturally, there's these social places called third places, right? Essentially, it's a place where you go to try to engage with individuals, try to gain community with individuals, and Cafe Connection, right?
Yeah.
It certainly can serve as one of those places. I mean, think about it from a study standpoint or from a meeting standpoint. You know, a lot of folks go to like a Starbucks, right?
Yep.
And they want to go, and that's where they're going to do their meetings over a cup of coffee. Is there any reason whatsoever Cafe Connection couldn't be that place for many folks in our community?
Oh, we definitely are, and I've seen it. I've seen it where even we've had some BNI members that come in, and then some non-BNI members. Next thing you know, they're having conversations, and they're able to talk to each other too, and meet each other and help each other out.
Yeah.
So again, the concept here is what that culture is keeping that retention.
Keeping them coming back.
Yeah. Absolutely, because it keeps them coming back. They know they have a great place to come to.
Chris, I don't know. I might be stepping on a limb here a little bit, but I would imagine, and we're not looking at this from an employee standpoint.
Yeah.
We're looking at it from a customer standpoint. Right. So, again, I'm talking to Chris Chambers here now.
Yeah.
We got to make sure we're clear of that, because we got all these Chris's today with us. But, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. One of the greatest referral sources for you has probably been previous clients that you've helped. Is that?
100%, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that culture that you have shown them, hey, we're going to take care of you. We're going to serve you. We are going to help you. We are going to deliver on the things that we said. They've experienced that, and then they've went out and become advocates for your firm.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, and I'll even just mention this. There's a portion of our business that is pro bono, right? It's built into our business model. And the idea is we want to assist veterans, get them the benefits they're entitled to. And a lot of times we're able to do that without us getting paid. And the reason why we can do that is because of what you just said. Those individuals are going to walk away. They're super happy. They're getting benefits they didn't have before, and they want their friends, they want their family members who serve to know that that's available to them.
So one way we can look at this decreased turnover is that for that sole proprietor, yeah. that when you have that culture and that connects with someone, a good, healthy, they are who they say they are. They mm-hmm. do deliver on what they say they will. They are people of their word. They do care. All these different things that make up a good culture, and there's more. It's going to decrease your turnover with your customers. You're going to see more repeat. But there's another way we can take this, and I want to go quicker and briefer here, mm-hmm. but we do also understand this from an employee relationship, correct? I'm going to lead the way here. For us, it saves us a lot of time and it saves us a lot of money if we have decreased turnover yeah. in the employee
yeah,
realm. Because what we find, so in our thrift stores in particular, we have, I'll give you an idea, I think we sold 41,000 pieces of clothing last month. That's a lot of clothes.
A lot of clothes, yeah.
Okay, so we have to sort, price, all that stuff, right? If I have to continually find new people to do that.
And then train them.
Yeah, it's going to take forever and we don't get the sales and so forth. So by keeping the same people and by having a culture that they're a part of, we're seeing those sales increase, which is a huge plus for us. So I'll leave it that way. What you guys have seen in your practices, and either one of you can start here, would you agree with that same sentiment? When you have this culture, your employees stay, and it just turns out better for you and whatever you're doing.
Oh, absolutely, because your sales go up, your productivity goes up. It can help out for a restaurant owner, too, is you can do different things on your menu because you know you have a seasoned team, and you can put more things on your menu because you know they can handle it, and that's easy like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, great. So it leads into this next one with productivity. And so we're seeing clearly that when the culture is there, you take that foundation type of piece, culture, you're going to see all these things, your employees stay, your customers staying, great. So naturally what's going to happen? More productivity. Yeah,
productivity goes
more
up. Productivity.
Chris Chambers, let's start with you on that for a moment. We've highlighted this a few times, and maybe it's appropriate to highlight again, but you can see, as these things have grown for you, you can see a greater productivity here mm-hmm. in this practice. Specifically or generally speaking here, what would you add to this that you've seen more clients come in versus, hey, we didn't get any in the first, 2008 or whatever.
Yeah.
How would you relate this from your own experience?
Well, again, the more individuals that we're able to help, right? The more individuals are out there that they tell others who can get that help. But internally, from an employee standpoint, I think it's just that it's contagious to want to help individuals and to be a part of changing lives. And again, not to overstate what we're doing, but there legitimately are times in which we have individuals who
It's not an overstatement. Statement.
Yeah,
I've heard the story.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just underselling it there. It is. It's a big deal.
We have individuals who again should never happen, but homeless veterans right out there, living on the streets, living in the car, jumping from couch to couch with whoever may help them, and then able to get them into a position where they're getting over $3,100 a month. I mean, it's a big deal.
That's a life change.
And so to be able to be a part of that, and then when these big 6'4", 270-pound men come in and they don't want a hand. Shake. They want a hug.
Yeah.
And I'm not a small guy either. So here we are, two big dudes, embracing one another again. But that just drives culture. That drives the productivity. It makes me want to do more. It makes everybody here want to continue and to do more and more. For sure.
So that's the beautiful thing of what we're getting to here is that it. I think Chris Smith hit this even it's somewhat in the previous episode we recorded, but a lot even while we were talking off air that hey, we want to be. Slower but more intentional with this, because as we're slower and more intentional with building the culture and understanding who we are and what we can handle, then as we start to give the deliverables, in our case food, beverage, mm-hmm. and we know what we're doing, we know what kind of culture we want to present, then it will become, it's almost like centrifugal force. It's going to build itself. People are going to keep coming, and that's
yep.
productivity. Would
Very
you agree
true.
With that statement?
Yeah, totally agree.
Awesome. So two more here, and then we're going to wrap. Yeah, go ahead.
Centrifugal.
Yeah, did I say that?
You don't hear that every day, right?
did I say it correctly?
It's close enough. Faith Hill, I just took me that song, Centrifugal Motion. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I am a man of a great vocabulary.
Obviously. Centrifugal.
All right, we got two more here. And I want to be a little bit more We've talked kind of deeper things for a moment, and not that these last two aren't, but I want to really hit on some of even the branding thing, because I think it's important from a culture standpoint. So strong brand identity. I'm going to start with Chris Chambers here. I know your color scheme. It's powerful. I think it's bold. I think, and even the lettering, I know your font choice, you know, we've done that at Jericho. I know exactly what we're after. Yeah. We keep putting it on everything. And it creates an identity. And to be honest, for us, and I'm going to assume the same for you, right, as well, that those types of decisions are secondary, but they're important, but they came from a cultural decision. We want this, we want to convey this because this is who we are.
Yeah. I just kind of looking through this article, you know, it mentions two things in particular: public image and reputation. And again, regardless of what I have on the sign, if my reputation, if my public image is one in which, hey, this guy's a scoundrel, right? Hey, this guy is taking advantage of, if that's my brand, if that's my public image, that's my reputation. Again, it's going to be,
That's what we call it, secondary, but at the same time, it's important.
Again, it's huge, and you know, I mean, you get out there and you hear different types of jokes. You know, you hear about attorney joke or a lawyer joke, and so we're already fighting, I think, kind of an uphill battle in some respect when it comes to that. And so that's why it's so important when I get an opportunity to help a veteran to walk them through, this is what we're going to do, this is what this process is going to look like, and then actually carry out what I've told them I'm going to do. You know, it's so critical.
If you see in our Jericho logo, and we actually have a hat on the table, we don't have a video camera in here. Maybe one day. Something we've talked about. All right. But we have a logo that is a house, but it's connected to a cross.
Yeah.
And it's trying to convey what image? That by the love of Christ, we want to give you a home. Yeah. Okay. And you hit the nail on the head that we can have that. I think it's a very powerful image that we have. Yeah. But if we don't do it.
Yeah.
What's the image, right? Yep. So you have in your title, in your branding, Cafe Connection. I would agree that's a powerful. I mean, you mentioned earlier that even that name got you, but you got to have the connection for it to be real. So,
absolutely, yeah. So you got to live by it. You know, I mean, that was one of the big things when I looked for a restaurant and I saw this Cafe Connection. I love that name because connecting people together, and I want people connected together. If you do that, you will be successful.
Yeah, so we can see that. So again, let's talk to the sole proprietor really quick, and then we'll move on to this last one. If you are by yourself and you don't have all these other team members helping you do that, just remember your actions then become all the more important, right? So whatever image you're putting out there and whatever you're attaching a brand to that, it's going to really matter that you deliver on what you're saying there. So strong brand identity. Last one, and we'll wrap up here, is a healthy team environment. And I want to take this in the direction of, okay, not only your employees, but your customers, but also your own self. You know that you are, you know, you're in a good, healthy position, because that's something Chris Chambers and I have talked quite a bit about over this COVID period. That we got to make sure that we're in this for the long haul, doing this for the right reasons, and staying strong. So Chris Chambers, let's start with you for just a second. We've talked, you know, we're talking about culture. We're talking about how that improves all these deliverables. But let's talk about this whole idea of having a good environment, not only here in your office, but with yourself, with your family, all that. Kind of take the ball from there, if you will, and why that's important and how culture builds into that.
Yeah, so I was looking over because I feel like we kind of touched on this topic a little bit in the elevated productivity, or at least I did, and kind of my take on that. Culture is as you have a good positive culture, as the momentum, the snowball kind of starts to roll, those kind of things kind of outwardly kind of flow from that. But I'm looking at this thing here. Let me just read this real quick. It says organizational culture helps improve workflows and guides the decision making process. It also helps teams overcome barriers of ambiguity. Having a clear culture that unifies employees and promotes organized work structure. So even kind of going back to what Chris Smith was saying earlier, you know, when you have an employee that comes to you, you have a staff member, you have somebody comes to you and says, hey, you know, maybe we could do this a little bit differently. If you immediately kind of say, you know, know, we don't need to do that. I'm not worried about that. We're going to keep doing it this way, you know? And there's no positive kind of, hey, thank you for thinking of ways to improve what we're doing here. Or if a client comes in, like I had a client, you know, had come to me, I think I may have even mentioned on this client come to me and said, hey, you know, I'd represented him for quite some time. And he had felt like, my representation of him after I started my firm, cause I had represented him prior to, he felt like my representation had kind of taken a step back. It wasn't quite as solid in his mind as it was previous. I got to pay attention to that. Like if the ways that I'm doing things is somehow impacting my primary role, which is to represent a client's well, if they believe now that something that I'm doing is not as, you know, at the top level as it used to be, I need to take a step back and figure out, all right, why is that the perception that he has, and I need to make some changes. And so from an employee standpoint or from a customer standpoint, like we got to accept that feedback. I'd even say build in some feedback loops so it's something that automatically is taking place.
I think that's so vital. We do that at Jericho. We have so our whole pricing system actually came from we made a big change in our whole pricing system from an individual that was pricing. You know, and we're like, okay, you're doing a really good job. You've tweaked a little. Why? You know, and then bam, we made that company wide. Huge deal. You have to have a culture that Chris said earlier, Chris Smith said what, that listens.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? We've made changes in our shelter from men and women that stay in our shelter. They're like, hey, why do you do this? Or should you do this? Because we have a loop where they have a box they can anonymously put things in for us to improve upon. All right. So that, wonderful thing. And last one I'll share is I have people that I listen to in the community that once they say something to me, because they tend to be right in certain areas, once they say something to me, and Chris and I actually have one mutual relationship. I'll throw a shout out, Pat Fayeda. Mm. When Pat Fayeda says something to me, I pay attention to, because 9 times out of 10, when he says something to me, he's right. Yeah. And so we've made changes in our organization because of some things that he said. So all that to say is what? You have to have a culture that takes this, accepts that, and when you do, you will see a culture that is healthy and a team environment. So anything you'd like to add there, Chris?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. It's all about my team and working together. And when you have that culture, then your team knows they can come to you, they can talk to you, anywhere from how to make something to even personal stuff that's going on. They know you're there for them, you're going to help them out, and it all starts with culture. And it is also on the guest side. I've seen it even with some guests that I've built that culture and good relationships with them, where they've come up to me and honestly say, you know what, I don't like this. I don't think this tastes good. I'm like, okay, you know, I love your feedback. Thanks. You know, let me talk to other people. And I know I could go to my other guest and find out, get honest feedback, and I'll make changes. I'm not perfect at everything. There's things that I like, they might not like, and I'll adjust to that. And it started with the culture from my guests that believe in me and that want to be open and honest.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, I don't mean to open up another thing here, but there's just a common theme that I've heard today that I think is a really good end. There's just a couple things that if you're thinking, okay, I've heard a lot about culture, but what kind of culture should I create? Mm-hmm. There's a couple that I've heard that I think will be really good to just kind of quickly say. Have a culture that says this: I know what I'm doing in my field. All right. That's an important
competency
thing. Yeah, competency. Thank you. I have a culture that what? Makes me not be the only person, so I can listen and hear, be someone that can take
collaboration.
Criticism. Yeah.
And Chris, you're he's coming up with like alliteration on the spot. This is beautiful. All right. And then one more I thought that was so good is that have a thing that's willing to change.
Nice. Oh, there we go.
Because as you have these things, as you're hearing, as you're collaborating, as you're doing all this, be willing to make those changes, because at the end of the day, that's going to eat strategy's lunch. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Right.
So anything to add there before we wrap up?
I think that's good, man. Good place to end.
Great. Yeah, I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!